You're listening to Wake Up Tucson. This podcast is a Bustos Media production on The Voice. Be sure to subscribe wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
Hey, ESQ here with a reminder. Wake Up Tucson Remote coming up on April 4th, just next week, 6 to 9 a.m. at Gap Ministries. It'll be at the Gap Ministries Campus of Hope, 2025 West Highway Drive. $20 for an amazing, isn't that right, Chris? Amazing buffet.
It's an amazing buffet.
By Iron Chef John Hone. And you can get your tickets, again, only $20. Wakeup.gapmin.com.
You are the man, Matt Neely. Thank you. I was catching up with my good friend Patty in the hallway, so thank you for doing that. I appreciate it. Let me run you through this menu for this breakfast again.
Oh, yeah.
You guys are paying, if you went to that Five Points Diner for a alfalfa sprout omelet, that'd be about $23, okay?
That is not on the menu there.
So these are all mocktails, no alcohol. I'm sure some of you will sneak your flasks in. Prickly Bear Mimosas, a signature grilled lemonade, coffee, water station, horchata overnight oats. Hopefully he follows Matt and I's recipe for overnight oats.
He's an Iron Chef, so.
He was cooking birria yesterday. He showed me he was doing a test run on his birria. So he's already working on how this birria is going to work. So he's doing
birria. Now, birria is not going in the overnight oats.
No.
Okay.
Avant-garde. I don't know. No,
spoiler
it's not.
Spoiler alert.
He's doing the omelet and eggs the made to order, right? He's doing the birria taco station, Iron Chef breakfast quesadillas.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay, with sautéed bacon, baby kale, and eggs melted in a beautiful flour tortilla, fried guacamole poppers with a chipotle aioli, loaded tater tot casserole with bacon, scallions, and sour cream, and Nutella drizzled croissants with Ibarra hot chocolate, Mexican hot chocolate.
The Wakeys will be living large.
Living large and waddling out in a good way, as we like to say. So please join us for this. So, Matt, let's get to Katie Hobbs's press secretary.
Wow.
So,
32 or 33-year-old press secretary,
yes,
by the way.
Jocelyn Berry, okay? And what's interesting about Jocelyn, right, is so, and it's part of this larger discussion of the transsexual community, which has to be less than 0.5% of the population of America. And for me, these are people who are having tough times psychologically, right? And when we have these discussions about whether or not we should be transitioning 11-year-olds and crazy crap like this, right? I will go back to the Bill Maher rant about when you're a kid, you don't know what you're doing, right? Things change rapidly as a child. Let's see how all this plays out, right? And all of these people that want to mutilate kids' bodies and pump them full of puberty blockers and all these things, I don't know what you're doing here, okay? I will tell you that I remember a friend of mine had a kid at a school that he worked at who was a boy, third grade or so. And the boy starts showing up to class wearing a dress, okay? Creating a little consternation and confusion with parents and definitely confusion amongst his classmates. So they had to have a meeting with the parents about this. And what happened was they brought the child psychologist with them, okay? So they're thinking, here we are, mom, dad, the psychologist and whatever. Well, you know what happened was? The psychologist was also a confused transsexual himself, herself, whatever. Kind of going, that's interesting. So this thing about, like, so what happened was we had this trans shooter, which is like four in the last 6 months or something like that, where these transsexuals are murdering people. Please someone tell Matt Hines that the murderer of all those people at the gay bar in Colorado Springs was also a messed up, confused transsexual. Okay. Even though he said it's homophobia. See, I'm not smart enough to know when a trans people starts murdering gay people, is that homophobia?
Right.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Then I'm, you know, then I got to get the scorecard out, and it's very confusing, right? So then there's been this weird response to the killing in Nashville that somehow it was expected to, quote, it was like comeuppance for the state of Tennessee passing laws to basically ban the trans treatment of kids, right?
And some, again, we're talking children.
Correct.
Yeah.
Correct. No one's saying
children.
If you're 18 and older and you want to do all that, go do it. Right.
Live your life. You know.
So, and then of course, then look at. We had that one lady attacked last week because she's one of those people who believe women are women.
Posey Parker.
Correct.
Not Parker Posey, who I originally thought it was. She was in...
I want a dog toy that looks like a bear that's dressed in a bee, not a bee.
Nice. Well played. Well done.
Best in show. One of my favorite scenes.
Yes. Posey Parker was in either New Zealand or Australia and had to be escorted by security because a very large mob wanted to do her harm.
Correct.
Okay. For just saying that there are two genders.
So J.K. Rowling, the queen of Harry Potter, getting tens of millions of kids into reading, kids waiting for their books at midnight, right? Who would have thought that would ever happen, right? It's like waiting online for Floyd tickets, but it's kids getting Potter books, right? And you can never say strong female leads, right, in Harry Potter. Hermione's one of my favorite fictional characters ever.
Mm-hmm.
Ever. And she went to that horrible card of saying, there's a man, there's two sexes. There's a man and there's a woman, right? Don't give me this crap with guys can have babies and all that jazz. And they go, I mean, they literally just did a book burning of Harry Potter books.
Wow.
Because of J.K. Rowling into this whole thing.
Again, this is enforcement of a thought.
Right.
Okay. And no room for discussion. That's what we're talking about.
All of this always is about kids, right? Even with the drag queen stuff. You want to go be a drag queen? Go do it. Right. If a private organ, I know everyone's pissed off. For some reason, Bookman's has drag queen story hour, right? And the Bridge Church and some others, they said they were going to protest it, whatever. Okay, if they want to peacefully protest that, they can do it. That's America. Don't be jerks about it, right? But if you want to be outside and saying this is bad voodoo, go for it. I got it. All right. But it's the idea. It's always about. So when you start using government funds to do that, right? So my thing was, so the Children's Museum wanted to have drag hour, right? Well, you know something? Oral Valley pays taxpayer dollars to the Children's Museum so a kid can stick his head up a big nose, right? I don't want my tax dollars going towards having the big fat drag queen reading to a kid. It's not necessary, right? There's plenty of amazing retired folks out there with great stories who would love to read kids that are being ignored for such things. You're not even including them in the mix, right? So if you said, I can even have a discussion if you said, look, we have a variety of people from, no, you don't have great retired story time. You have big, fat, hairy drag time story time. And I'm too much of a Neanderthal. I don't get it. Right, like I did that meme on Facebook. Right, it's the two parents sitting with their kids, and like, yeah, Johnny's having a little problem reading. You know, we could get him a tutor, or maybe we just spend more time with Johnny reading and getting through some of the stuff Johnny's having trouble reading. Right, And then the husband goes, no, let's go take him to the big fat hairy guy and he'll teach him how to read. He'll encourage the love of reading. Having Murray, you know, dressed as Queen Latifah, he's our reading inspiration.
Yeah. So what's the literacy rate? You talk about it all the time in the Tucson area. What, 20%?
At best. And in the public schools.
It just puzzles me that the only solution we're hearing about is drag queens reading to kids.
That's never come up.
The only solution that's being widely discussed.
It's never come up in any of my discussions with Dr. Trujillo for some reason.
It's just odd that this is a thing, a prevalent thing all of a sudden. That's all I'm saying.
And it gets attention, right? But again, there's this portion of the population that says, you know, it's a good way to encourage kids to read. Let's have Murray dressed in a bikini reading him Goodnight Moon, right? This makes no sense. It's the world turned upside down again. So when we come back, we're going to talk about Katie Hobbs's press secretary, Jocelyn Berry. But before she kind of locked down her... Matt, I sent you her post from 2017. And,
yes, you did.
We'll tell you what was on Jocelyn's mind in her Facebook. She's so brave. So brave. She loves abortion too. She's a huge abortion fan. There's rainbows, ponies, right? Chocolate cupcakes and abortions. That's what makes Jocelyn happy. You're on Wake Up Tucson, 10:30 The Voice, local news and talk. All right. You're on Wake Up Tucson, 10:30 The Voice, local news and talk. So this Jocelyn Berry lady, she's the former press secretary of Katie Hobbs, right? So what she did is there's the movie Gloria years ago, 80s, right? And with Gina Rollins, right? And there's a picture of her with two guns about to shoot somebody. And she put, when this shooting happened in Nashville, right? I also find that interesting on when you look at the headlines, they would always say if the shooter didn't meet the politically correct viewpoint of the press, they always put that in the headlines, but they don't put that sometimes with, NBC's never going to put lead with transsexual murders, three little kids and three adults in Nashville. They'll never say that. Never say that. But if it was a lot of these shooters, and you want to talk about an anniversary week of Wake Up Tucson. If there's one dude who's been covering the problem with the really talking about the what is the common denominator in shooters, right? It's usually white teens or young adults. Whatever's going on in their world, they are broken, and they're on some sort of Actually, I did an op-ed in Inside Tucson Business. I stole another guy's work. He did it. I gave him credit. I cited it. But he went through from Columbine through Tucson, right? All these shootings that you know, all these names you know by of these towns only because there was a shooting in it, right? How's that for scary? But they're, you know, a lot of them were prescribed psychotropics by doctors. And if you notice, none of those people ever get blame. None of these doctors ever get blamed for these psychotropics that they give to shooters. We didn't even have that discussion. I'm going to tell you, this broken human being that murdered these people in Nashville, whatever she's calling herself when all this happened, I bet she was on somewhere between 1 to 5 drugs and two of them were psychotropics. Of legal, and then there's the illegal stuff on top of that. But we would never want to talk about that. So anyway, Jocelyn Berry, the former press secretary of Katie Hobbs, this is a trend on some people on the left. It says, us when we see transphobes, right? And you're like, well, what are we doing, right? This is your thing, right? You see the murder of kids and adults at a school, slaughtered. And what you got is, this is us coming for the transphobes? And I'm going to tell you something. if that's the best you're, if that's what you're working on, is us, we're going to hurt transphobes. I don't know where you're at.
And again, the word transphobe is a very broad term, and to me, it's just being used to anybody that has an opinion that or belief that doesn't align with the complete transgender agenda.
Correct. Okay? Correct.
So, yeah.
So I want to take you to the this is Jocelyn. I went through her Facebook a little bit yesterday.
Oh boy. Well, you don't do for this show.
That's very true. Okay. So this is from 2018. September 26, 2018. I want to burn the frat house of America to the ground. This is Katie Hobbs's pick for press secretary. Mm-hmm. This is what you're dealing with. Right? It's Katie and a cabal of leftists. Let's just get real. And this Jocelyn lady, she loves abortion. Loves it. This is her defining thing. She talks about how she had her abortion. Yeah, absolutely. And then she talks about, what'd she say about, she said, I hope I never, ever have kids. Right? But if I do, I will happily kill them through an abortion. I mean, she is.
Oh, good Lord. Oh, dear Lord.
She's there. She is defined. Her life is defined by abortion, which is just, again, very sad place to be. So anyway, after that, Katie had to get rid of her. And Matt, Katie seems to have a
little bit of a judgment problem.
She's got a real judgment problem, right? This lady's made her press secretary, but she runs the black woman Talonia Adams out of a job, right? Then she brings us Dr. Cullen. What a joke that was. And then there was one other. What was the other one, Matt, of her appointees? That
DCS.
Yeah.
Who himself could be labeled homophobic. He was harassing.
That's right.
He was harassing gay employees.
That's.
And she picked him. She's got a real judgment problem, the governor.
Again. I know a lot of you are take the thanks to all the moderates for not voting for Carrie Lake, and we put up with this crap like this, and there's some truth to that, and I also thank Carrie Lake for being such a nasty candidate, which turned off a lot of people. So you want to have a discussion about the voters that didn't vote for Carrie Lake? I can have that discussion. But you know something? If you're not having the discussion about what a nasty candidate Carrie Lake was, then you're not dealing in reality.
But really, Katie Hobbs, just horrible judgment. And it's just coming forward on a weekly basis, Chris.
Awesome. She's a wonderful, wonderful gal. We're just, you're just suffer for 3.5 years is where you're at. I don't know if you can get, recall's really tough. So wake up, Tucson, 10:30 the voice. All right, we're celebrating Graham Edge, drummer from Moody Blues, birthday today. Remember, tomorrow is the massive Wake Up Tucson anniversary, in parentheses observed, because April 1st, April Fool's Day, is the day it actually all started those 14 years ago. So very fun show tomorrow. Aldo from the U of A Racetrack program, who's totally fun. Chef John Hone giving you a preview of our breakfast menu for Food Friday for Wednesday. Our Tuesday live remote. That's wakeup.gapmin.com. And then Sean McCluskey will be here. And it's just going to be a fun show. Joe and I are just going to riff on a whole bunch of stuff. We're older and, this is for me, not for Joe, more mature, air quotes. Remember that discussion we had about faith, family, and schools with Bruce? That's going to get renewed tomorrow, because that's something Joe and I have been talking about this the last few years around the campfire. That's where it comes back to.
How far things have drifted.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. And like I said on Tuesday, we seeded that turf long time ago, and. You know, it's kind of like it's like in Patton where he talks about, I don't want to come back and fight for ground that I already had, kind of thing. Well, that's what we're doing.
Well, you look at how much has changed in 10 years, even in 5 years.
Sure.
Oh. And so then you're like, the natural instinct is to say, what has changed? What has changed? And, you know, from my childhood, a big exodus from churches.
Sure.
And the family structure has completely changed for a lot of people.
So family structure changed, right? We'll talk about this more with Joe tomorrow, but, and then kids were abandoned to the public school system, right? Look at TUSD, what a broken mess that place is, just to keep it local. Amphi is a little better. Flowing Wells is a mess, right? So, that's like I said, okay, that's the only way we're coming back out of this thing. Is going to be faith family schools. That's it.
One of the news stories we got today, person was shot back in January. The two suspects, Chris, the guy who was shot was, I think, in his 30s. The two suspects, 15 years old, okay, who I believe that person is now deceased. The remaining suspect.
1-3.
13 years old. Violent crime. 13 years old.
Yep.
Good. I mean.
That's just running wild.
And the
baby.
Lakeside Park shooting. There was a couple of 15-year-olds and a 16-year-old. Okay? And you see it over and over and over again. Shooting down at Kennedy Park a few months ago. Right? What are 15 and 16-year-olds crying out loud doing?
So you said what?
And it's
why 5 years,
it's
right?
It's just a broken record. You see it more and more and more. It's stunning is what it is.
So one of the reasons this is where we're at is the folks on the left have been infiltrating churches, schools, and universities since probably this very early 70s. Okay? And then, of course, entertainment and news. These are, Barney, don't call me about Yuri Bezmenov. Okay. And it have been infiltrating all of these different parts of very important parts of your society, right? The education side, the entertainment side, right? And then the news/propaganda that comes out, right? But the thing that changed was Donald J. Trump. I'm going to tell you why. So when this was all going down, and Joe and I were talking about Trump as a candidate, what happens if Trump wins, right? I kept on saying that Donald Trump was like dropping an atomic bomb on 435 people, 535 Congress people, a Supreme Court, and a bureaucracy that's going to hate it. Okay? And he was so bombastic. So we talk about that forgotten American. The forgotten American loved, with all of Donald Trump's warts, they were dying for someone to fight, feel like they were fighting for them against a Congress that didn't listen to them, right? Whose values were slowly not their values, right? And a bureaucracy that basically so entrenched in there for life and their own, and a good portion of the leadership in bureaucracies who don't play it straight just to do their job, right? Lois Lerner, right? All those kind of things. So here's Trump. Now think about it. To this day, they're so desperate for someone to fight against that bureaucracy that they're going to go right over the edge with Trump. I mean, think about it. There are people who are so pissed off about this prosecution coming from the guy in New York, right? The DA in New York, okay? But remember, I said it. You guys are defending a president, a guy who wasn't president at the time, who had to have an affair with a porn star a year after he married his beautiful second wife who just gave birth to their child. And you guys are like, lay off a bro.
Third wife.
Well, third wife. Thank you. Third wife. Right, Marla.
For those keeping score.
Sorry,
huh?
Marla.
Yeah.
Right? But it's like, So I understand what you don't know. I'm not advocating anyone using the judiciary as a political weapon, even though it's done. I got it. But people are so desperate for someone to be a fighter for them. Right? And he had the name ID, right? Donald Trump is one of the most well-known people in America up to that point, right? And the Democrats put the worst candidate humanly possible called Hillary Clinton. And they skewered that whole game to get her to that nomination. Right? Super delegates and all that stuff. I was watching that loser Debbie Wasserman Schultz do the worst cross-examination of Matt Taibbi ever last week, and I said, oh God, she's still around.
Who knew, right?
Right? So what happened was bombastic Trump with all of his warts becomes that atomic bomb in D.C. And what happened was all of those lefties that infiltrated churches, universities, high schools, governance, media, went on full alert that this guy's the devil.
That's a good point.
Right? They went on full alert across the board. Everything was done in the lens of Donald Trump. So then COVID. COVID hits. And more, it was started in Dr. Fauci's Wuhan virology lab in, Wuhan. And then look what happened. This was a leftist's orgasmic dream, right? Help run Trump out of office, right? Suckered his followers in on the January 6th thing. Suckered them. So they were so full of vim and vigor, okay, that when those guards moved the barricades, they ran right in, right?
Yeah, they were whipped into a frenzy.
Yep.
No doubt, Chris.
And then opened the front doors and they walked right in, all right? And then all chaos broke loose. Or maybe not.
Yeah.
Right? There was some chaos and some people just walking around, right? And so this is, so, and think about it. And then as part of this whole COVID thing, right? They got to lock everybody down, right? The environmentalists love it. Remember, there are articles saying this is the greatest thing ever. No one's driving anywhere. Mother Earth is getting a breather, right? We got that.
Could you believe? Yeah, thanks for that reminder.
Right? So when they said that, right? The churches slit their own throats by closing down. So again, a very good friend of mine, Catholic priest, and I had lunch on Monday. And what happened was, his folks, older folks came back, younger families disappeared on them. Because you broke the habit. They broke the habit. And he's telling me that literally in the next 8 to 10 years, when those older folks who are supporting the church age out,
correct,
he's screwed.
Mm.
And this is just not a Catholic problem either.
I agree with everything you've just said. I do think that the exodus from churches goes back many, many years.
Oh, it does. Yeah. Don't get me wrong. Yeah, the churches have their own problem. I agree. Sure. But this is a beautiful finishing move.
Oh,
right.
Totally agree, Chris.
Like when you play Mortal Kombat and the other person's weak and a little weak on their health, and then the computer guy goes, "Finish him!" Right?
It's true.
Right.
Good analogy.
And the church cut its own throat. Look at this loser Wiesenberger. He stinks. The Catholic bishop here. He was shoulder to shoulder with Rahina. Shut the place down. Don't have mass. And one of the good things that another loser. It's the loser hour. Brought to you by Dr. Fung's weight loss strategies through obesity code. Mark Brnovich came out and said, no, you don't have to close down. The First Amendment guarantees your right of worship and assembly. Don't close down. And they closed down. right? And in Christianity, the Lord said, when two or three of you get together in my name, we're doing it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right? We blew that in the toilet too. I could watch on YouTube in my underwear. What are we doing? What are we doing? You got to go through YouTube, the place that censors everything, so you can watch your church? Wait till they censor your church. We don't believe in the non-LGBTQ supporting stance of the Catholic Church or the Lithuanian Church or the Episcopal Church, whoever's out there, whatever church, whatever you guys don't like. I'm just telling you, right? So this is all building for decades, right? But in the end, right, Donald Trump scared everyone on the left so bad that they went all hands on deck, red alert. Right? And they were impeached. They were going to impeach him before he ever got to office.
That's right. That's true.
Right?
Remember it well.
And don't get me wrong, he didn't run the race the best way himself either. He had lots of screw ups in his 4 years. Right? I mean, someone had to remind me that he actually gave Dr. Fauci an award of commendation for getting these vaccines that have caused so much damage.
That's right.
Right? So most people don't realize that Trump gave Fauci a commendation. Now you're going to say, well, he was overwhelmed by the whole, just, he should have stuck to his instincts. If there was one guy who knew sticking to your instincts was better than listening to government bureaucrats, it was Trump. Right?
And just to bring it back to the last segment, found a 2017 or 2018 interview, Jocelyn Berry, Arizona Capital Times. Last question. She talked about the division in her family because her parents were Trump supporters. So to bring it all back to what this all started with Jocelyn Berry.
Yep.
And she talked about how that caused friction between her and her parents, and especially her and her father. So just to bring that all.
So here's an example of the full court press here. Oh, the lefties in medicine, right? In the doctor world, right? Those guys forgot about, and girls forgot about their Hippocratic Oath, anything that was supposed to basically be the kind of the guardrails of their profession due to politics, right? So let's talk, so Trump says, hey, there's some hope in hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin to help people, right? And if you're the leader of a country, you're looking for any positive thing in a sea of darkness, okay? And what did they did? They did the full court press that he was going to murder you with ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine, right?
And household cleaners.
Right. So the doctors came out. You had doctors that came out against him, right? You had the bureaucrats and the CDC and WHO come out, right? And then you had the media multiply that by 1 million. And you know what happened was? We cost people their lives because we were banning ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine or poo-pooing it. Right? So I think Doug Ducey banned ivermectin in Arizona. Someone tell me if I'm wrong on that. Matt, does that sound right?
It sounds right.
Right? There's people listening to him that that used to work for him who could tell me. But I'm pretty sure Doug Martin, love you, Doug. Doug Ducey banned ivermectin. Right? Well, Doug, you can go to hell if you did that. Right? Remember, Doug just wanted to get more people vaccinated. He was so proud about vaccinating. Right? Doug Martin, stop saying Doug Martin. Doug Ducey is just as much of a vaccine pusher than any of these other people. So I guess, pharmacies, is that what it is, Matt, that you'd have to get at least, before you didn't have to get a prescription, but now you had to get a prescription. Is that it?
Pharmacists would have to fill ivermectin prescriptions for COVID under Arizona proposal. So,
right.
I think that's saying that an ordinance can't overrule it, that they would have to, compelled to fill the prescription. I believe that's
so the poop, I'm just going. Saying, in the end, the public poo-pooing of ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine. Remember the lies that they made up about Joe Rogan when he said he got COVID and he took ivermectin, did a few other things, and he was good in 48 hours? Remember they told him he was taking a horse dewormer? And that was Dr. Sanjay Gupta guy.
I heard multiple people saying that.
Right? Gupta had the gall to go on Joe's show, and Joe made him apologize for basically making that up and lying. So, and Barney said, you are correct. It's about 45 goals, Yuri Bezmenov. All right, let's go to break. You're on the Wake Up Tucson show on anniversary eve, as we like to say. I will blitz through some local stories I want to get through real. I'll have no time tomorrow, so I'm going to clear tabs like you would never believe.
Wow.
Wake Up Tucson, 10:30 of the Voice, local news and talk. All right, 8:54 in the morning. The darkness called me up during the break. So what happened was CNN multiple reporters or commentators hit Joe Rogan on the horse dewormer, and when Gupta came on his show, Joe pinned his ears back on saying, your whole station, not Gupta said it, but your station basically said I was eating horse dewormer when they made, and so he made kind of Gupta apologize for his station, but Gupta didn't say it personally. Hmm. So just wanted to get that out
there.
Well,
it gets amplified and people run with it. I saw multiple posts deriding people. Oh, Republicans want people to eat horse dewormer. So that's how it goes out. And then it gets amplified.
Correct.
And then here you go.
And as we like to say, no one sees the correction on page 46. Now, this is an honor. I can't believe it. We have ex-Governor Doug Ducey on line two. Doug Ducey, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Well, this isn't the ex-governor. This is Doug Martin.
Oh, Doug Martin.
And
sorry.
I keep hearing my name. So, but I love what you're saying, just about how sometimes our politics can take away our reason.
Yep.
And I think it happens on both sides. I mean, I voted for Donald Trump twice. I don't like the man. I like him even less now that I know more about what happened, after the last election and how he treated Mike Pence and everything. But I mean, we can get into big disagreements on that. I got one friend, he doesn't even want to talk to me now because I said, look, I'm not going to support Trump for the primary, and he goes, oh, you're just wrong. We need a fighter. We need somebody that's going to go after these people and all that. But then you see it on the left, where, like you talked about, the different things that they completely shut down just because Trump mentioned them, ivermectin and, these other things that he talked about. But it's like people have continued to hang on. I mean, if, you go out, I was at Trader Joe's yesterday. There's still people that are hanging on to some of the things that they believed during the pandemic. I see the people wearing masks, and this one lady pushed a cart towards me, and she goes, it's clean, it's clean. And I'm going, oh, my goodness, we just cannot get past this.
So, Doug, I was at the Mercado yesterday outside in that area. It was 30% mask coverage outside at the Mercado, and I said, oh, yeah, I forgot I'm on that side of town.
Yeah, I was wondering what is going on. I mean, it's just like, are they getting some information we're not getting, or is it just that they're holding on to what their beliefs are all about? And it's like, if we can't get beyond our politics and have reasonable discussions and admit when we're wrong. I mean, there's times when we're wrong, and I admit, as far as Trump, I mean, I supported him because the alternative was so bad, but it wasn't like I was a bought-in Trump guy,
Correct.
I just knew that he was better than Hillary Clinton and certainly better than Biden. But it's, at this point, do I want Trump? No. I don't want him as our candidate. So
me neither.
These are the kind of things that, we do. And on the other side, I mean, they're hanging on to this thing. And it's like when you see these people that are still walking around like they were 2 years ago, deathly afraid. And I know some people have to wear masks because they do have compromised immune systems. But like when you're at the Mercado and 30% of them are wearing them, I don't think 30% have compromised immune systems.
No, sir.
So,
it's that horrible cross-section of scared and virtue signaling. And
right.
That's a horrible place to be. Hey, Doug, why I was saying your name while I was thinking about Doug Ducey? I was just
you're getting old and you can't remember things. That's what happens.
Don't drag me. Don't drag me down your hole with that. Okay. I was just reading your press release about Gospel Rescue needing some help with the Easter blessings to go. I was just reading that right before I went, and so I had Doug Martin on my mind. So sounds like they.
I understand. I take it as a compliment, me and Doug Ducey. I take it as a compliment.
You have a better set of hair than he does. I just want to tell you that. Much more. So,
what's left.
Hey, Doug, thanks for putting two knuckleheads on the air 14 years ago, too. I appreciate it.
Well, thanks for what you do.
All right, say hi to Mary. Have a great weekend.
I will. Thanks.
It's a great Doug Martin, not the guy, that Doug Ducey guy. Jeez. So, you're on Wake Up Tucson. Tomorrow is the amazing anniversary show. Matt is going to sell you the whole seat, but you're only going to need the edge. So, Hig Dog, McCluskey, Chef John Hone, everything. So, Matt, have a good day.
All the things. You too.
Everyone, we'll see you guys tomorrow.